This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In a bid to end the month-long partial shutdown of the United States government, President Trump on Saturday offered Democrats compromises on his hardline immigration policies, but they were knocked down by the opposition party even before he spoke. Steve Herman with VOA explains.
President Donald Trump says he's ready to break the logjam and make a deal with the Democrats. Give him nearly $6 billion for a steel barrier stretching 370 kilometers along the border with Mexico, and he will agree to 3 years of protection against deportation for some immigrants.
This is a common sense compromise both parties should embrace. The radical left can never control our borders. I will never let it happen.
White House officials say they expect some moderate Democrats to support the president's plan that would end the record-long shutdown that has hundreds of thousands of federal government employees furloughed or working without pay. But Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, where the Democrats are in control, is calling Trump's proposal a non-starter. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Three survivors of a rubber dinghy that sank in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Libya say up to 117 other people were aboard at the time of the capsizing. That's according to a UN migration official Saturday. It appeared to be the latest tragedy on the dangerous central Mediterranean route from North Africa to Europe. It appeared to be the latest. Fabio Di Giacomo of the International Organization for Migration told Italian state TV that, unfortunately, about 120 migrants were reported by survivors to have been on the overloaded smuggler's dinghy when it was launched from Libyan shores on Thursday evening. Among the missing are 10 women, 2 children, including a 2-month-old baby, he said. Survivors indicated their fellow migrants came from the West African countries, including Nigeria, Ivory Coast, and Gambia. This is VOA News. The governor of the country's Hidalgo state now says at least 73 people died in Friday's fuel pipeline explosion in central Mexico. Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Footage shows flames leaping into the night sky in Hidalgo state, north of Mexico City, as people screamed and cried for help. The region's governor warned the number of victims could still rise. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador urged people to stop stealing fuel on Saturday. He's launched a major crackdown on rampant fuel theft, saying it's cost the country more than $3 billion last year. It's been a popular decision in Mexico, although his decision to turn off pipelines to thwart the thieves previously disrupted fuel supply and raised concern that the shortages could damage the economy.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Thousands of women gathered in cities across the United States and around the world Saturday for the 3rd annual Women's March to demand gender equality and call attention to environmental concerns and immigrant rights, among other issues. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez spoke at dueling Women's March events in New York City, telling them both that they must advocate for all women. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Conflicts over control, inclusivity, and alleged anti-Semitism led to 2 Women's March events in New York City this year. At the Women's March Alliance event on the West Side, Ocasio-Cortez stressed inclusivity of all women.
That means we will not be quiet when it comes to the rights of black women. That means we will not be quiet when it comes to the rights of trans women.
The Democratic Congresswoman also urged women to stay engaged, saying they brought the power to the polls.
We got the House this year, and we're going to get all the houses next year, including the White House.
And this Women's March, as with most, included a voter registration table. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. and Somali military officials said Saturday that scores of al-Qaeda-affiliated fighters were killed during an attack on a government military base near Somalia's southern port city of Kismayo. The militants first launched a surprise dawn attack Saturday at the base, where a village of about 50 kilometers north of Kismayo, starting with triple suicide blast. Scores of heavily armed militants then stormed the base from all directions, according to Somali officials talking to VOA. U.S. officials said that 52 al-Shabaab militants were then killed in retaliatory airstrikes following the initial attack. That airstrike targeted a site in Somalia's Middle Juba region, and they say no civilians were killed or injured. The armed group claimed responsibility for the military base attack and said 41 Somali soldiers were killed in the accident or incident. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.